Hello, hello, listeners. We are here at B-Lau Studios. My name is Michael Harrison, and I am one of the hosts for this podcast episode. Please, let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Janae Powell.
Hi, I'm L'Oreal Ivory. So let's get started. My first question, when you hear the word American, what is the first word that comes to mind?
The first word that comes to mind to me is privilege. Like, when I think of that, I'm thinking how people view the United States as like the number one country. And often people will highlight all the good things, like having flashy cars or wearing a lot of designer name brand items. But people often tiptoe around the bad.
The first word that comes into my mind is land of opportunities, land of the free and the home of the brave. I believe that this land is full of blessings for the hard work and passion for our past. Of course, a nation built under God. I heard you said that America is viewed as number one in the world. And of course, where I was born, we see the America as number one in the world, as a power nation, a strong, powerful nation. And that's how I see the word America.
I think when I was your age and I thought about America, I thought it was unfair. That's how I would describe it, because I'd always see, like you said, a lot of privilege from other people. But being someone that's Black and growing up in the education system, noticing how inequitable the schools were, I would think it's not fair that some people have to pay for a good education, quote unquote good. Now that I'm older, I am able to see America as, I would say, freedom, because people have choices and there are different opportunities, like you said, that are presented to different people that in maybe other countries or other people, other experiences, they're not able to have or to receive. So I'm wondering, are y'all hopeful for anything in the future, or is there anything that you're afraid of in the future?
I guess a little bit of both, honestly. I remember in the past, like, I was told, oh, you can be anything you want to be. I could be anything I want to be when I grow up. Yeah, that's true, I guess, to a degree. But now it's like, you could be anything you want to be, but you got to go through this. But this is going to happen. But this has to be true for you to do this. And I'm just like, it shouldn't be that way. I should have the opportunities that everyone else have, but there are also hurdles that I have to go over, or things that I need to know but I don't know, and who's going to teach me if my parents doesn't know or my grandmother doesn't know.
How does it make you feel as you're trying to navigate those fears?
It feels like I'm being guided blindly. I know my parents, they do the best they can, but it's like, you don't know my experience. Like, even the college experience is like, she doesn't know that. How can you help me? How can you even support me if you don't know? Where are the people that can support me? They're there, but it's like, I have to go over a mountain and a hill to even get there.
One of the things that I'm afraid of is that it's about failure. Because what about if I don't accomplish all my goals in life?
Yeah, you're afraid of failure and like yourself, but I'm also afraid of failure and the systems that have been in place in America. Like, when I'm thinking about things I'm afraid of, I'm thinking about like, oh, what happens when I'm 60? Like, they're talking about not having Social Security. That was a system in place to help older people live and have a comfortable living. Am I going to have that? Like, I don't understand. Like, where is my time? Like, I'm committing and I'm paying these taxes. I want to feel supported at that age. I want to make that change. So when it's my time to retire, I am able to do so comfortably.
Yeah. And I know you're working now, Janae. So the money that is being taken out of your checks, it's going towards a Social Security, but it sounds like you want it to be yours. And Javer, it sounds like you don't want to fail. And to not fail, you have to be successful. To be successful, I'm hearing, requires like some money, some security. So what is one thing you want for your future so that these failures do not come about, or so that you can have the successes in life?
I want to feel secure. I want to feel like I have something to fall back on. Navigating now, like even the last couple of years, it's been, do I have a backup plan if plan A doesn't work out? If I didn't have those plans in place, where would I be? Would I still have the same support? Like, why do I, at the age of 17, do I have to think about plan A, plan B, and plan C? Like, when I think about higher education, I should be able to go to school. I should be able to pursue any education that I want to. Why do I have to take out a whole bunch of loans? Like, I feel like that is a setback. But it's like, yes, it's going to take a lot to overcome the barriers. But I know that when I find the right place for me, when I find the right school, that there will be success at the end.
Well, that reminds me of my situation as well, because one of the things that I would like to have for my future is support. I'm thinking to pursue my higher education for me, but also I want to have my business, my own business. I want to pursue my civil engineer career. I also want to have a minor in political science, and I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to have my own restaurant, my French watermelon restaurant. But in today's day, that seems to me very challenging, because just like you mentioned, school is expensive.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, if you don't come from a family that has money or like they have resources, then you are less likely to come upon those resources that another family might have. And that's the barrier. Like, sometimes I think, I was like, oh, like I wish my mom knew somebody who worked in such industry so I can like shadow them and know what it's like to even work there. Like, there are so many jobs that I never heard of that only recently, that I'm like, oh, I could be a project manager in tech and do all this other stuff. Like, I didn't know about that like 2 years ago.
I agree with what you're saying, Janae, because I thought I wanted to grow up and be this one thing. So I did go the traditional route, graduated high school, went to college and graduated. However, I thought I was going to be a doctor, and I kind of had an identity crisis because I thought there was only this one thing to do. I had to be this doctor, and I didn't know what else I was going to be. I ended up getting a degree in psychology, but there are so many jobs in psychology that I didn't know about that I'm learning about now as an educator and a coach that I'm teaching to y'all. But I understand your like want and desire to know of other possibilities and to have people and mentors there to help you and guide you so that you know what's available. And yeah, I didn't have that. And I think that's part of the reason why I'm here now, because I want to open those doors and possibilities to y'all so that you can see what are the different things that you can do. What's one thing you need adults to know about you?
I need adults to know that your way is not my way. I need adults to know that it's time for change. It's time to take risks. It's okay to not be traditional. That's what we need. Things that are traditional, they are not working now. You can see that things are slowly coming to an end in the way that things are being done. It's time to take a risk.
We need hope. We need some kind of tool to get started, to be better people in life, to be successful. There's people who need hope in education. Even though, probably not with money, but with knowledge. I think that's the greatest thing that someone could receive. Some knowledge or
like experiences.
Or like experiences, let's say that. Like someone you know, like that works in this industry, but you are struggling in your life.
What I'm hearing you describe is like community, it's support, it's coaching or mentorship. And so is that something you feel like you can use more of as young people, more mentorship in different aspects and avenues of your life? Is that something you feel that you need or can benefit from?
Yes, like I think that I like that support. It makes me feel empowered. It makes me feel like I have people that are there that are willing to help and uplift one another, you know? I feel like community, like, especially like right after high school and like your early college days, you need that one place that you can come to, and it gives you a peace of mind, you know?
I appreciate how open and vulnerable y'all have been. Y'all have shared a lot of personal experiences, and it's not easy to do, but I want y'all to know that I'm listening. I hear you. I am here for you. And I also believe that the audience and the people listening will also relate to y'all as well. So I just want to thank y'all for using your voices to empower other people, because I strongly believe that y'all are the change makers. And I also want to know, what does it mean to be American as a young person? Because I'm hearing hardships, I'm hearing challenges, but I'm also hearing some hope and opportunity. So what do y'all think?
Like, I think we as young people, we are grateful to have access to a lot of information, but sometimes we need to reflect on how we use it, how we are using these opportunities, how are we using this technology to better ourselves and better the things in the community that we have around us.
If we put more effort and more support to young American people, we can have a better nation. We can have a better, bright future, a better America.
I feel like I want to cry. I feel like I can do a better job at listening to more of your needs. Like, I always say, oh, I want to be supportive. I want to help. What are you going through? Is this going to make it better? But maybe sometimes we need to sit in silence. Maybe sometimes you may need like a hug. Maybe sometimes you just may need to know via affirmation or text message that like, hey, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm here for you. Like, I feel like more of that is needed, because y'all are doing great things and you're balancing work and school, and you're even made time for a podcast like this. So I want to make sure that you're able to continue with the experiences that you have while also still filling yourself up and listening to your needs, so that you're not feeling like you have to please other people. Like, I want to make sure that y'all are still putting yourselves first, but also know that you have the supports, you know, available to you. And so I just want to do a better job supporting.
Hey, yes. Do you want to share anything to young generations? What do you think about the world? What can you share or support? What's your thoughts?
Well, as a Zillennial, because I'm on the cusp of Generation Z and the Millennial generation, I think community is everything. I think there are resources that are available and that are out there, and that there are more to be developed. So if we continue developing these resources, the next step is to put them in front of people. So the more people that know about it, the more people can spread the word about it, talk about it, learn from it, grow from it, and then we can start to build everyone up. And you, Javer, you were speaking about knowledge and sharing knowledge. The more knowledge that is shared and that is attained, the better it is for everybody. The more that the community can continue to grow.
Well, thank you so much, you all, for being in this podcast. I really appreciate your time, your effort that makes everyone to come here. And thank you again,
Janae.
And thank you,
L'Oreal.
Yes, for your time and effort. And listeners, thank you for listening to our Be Loud podcast.